you're starting to think about renewals only when it's time for that customer's or that resident's lease to come up, you're really thinking about it at the wrong time, and you need to be thinking about it the second they move in from the start.
In this episode, we're talking about the top things that you can do to keep your residents happy and living at your community for years to come. To help facilitate this conversation, we've brought in Katie DeGutis, our Senior Project Manager, and Christy McFerrin, our Senior Director. Prior to joining Catalyst, Katie worked for a property management company in downtown Austin for both multifamily and commercial real estate, and her experience runs the gamut of leasing, from new leases to renewals to generally keeping residents happy. Christy develops services and strategies to drive new leasing and renewals for Catalyst clients and is familiar with the positive financial impact that a strong renewal strategy can have on the property's bottom line. This is Listen, the Catalyst Marketing Podcast, where we talk about how market research, strategy, and creativity come together to make great marketing campaigns. I'm Luke Dyer, a member of the team here at Catalyst and the host of this episode. Katie, why don't you get us started with some ideas based on your experience?
Absolutely. I think one of the first things that people need to keep in mind is to start thinking about renewals from the day that residents move in. There's no point in waiting necessarily until someone's lease is about to come up to start trying to make a good impression with them. And for the most part, people renew because they love where they live. So one of the first ways that you can do this is to consider the customer service that you're offering to all of your residents. I think that as long as people are being greeted every day when they come in, they've had a good move-in experience, they keep that stuff in mind for a long time.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think first impressions last a lot longer than anybody wants to admit. So I think it's important that when those residents walk in the door on their move-in day, that anything that they point out to you, that maybe the sink is leaking or, you know, dripping, or if there's something just even minor that you can do to show them that you're going to be taking good care of them the whole time they live there, that's really important. Another thing I think that's important is if you're starting to think about renewals only when it's time for that customer's or that resident's lease to come up, you're really thinking about it at the wrong time, and you need to be thinking about it the second they move in from the start, for sure.
Yeah, those are some great ideas. What else do you think?
Well, I think really creating a sense of community, and, you know, making sure that you're hosting events and that's, you know, you're keeping your amenities up and that it's clean. I think it's really important that the overall experience and the atmosphere of the property is that it's alive, and that includes things like cleanliness and activities and, you know, speaking to people as they come through the door.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely. I think that when someone signs their lease to begin with, they don't want to move in later on to find out that all of the amenities they were sold on initially aren't taken care of and they can't actually use them half of the year. I think something else that people can do to really get people involved and create that sense of community you were talking about would be to host events at the different amenities around the property. So, for example, if you have a yoga studio or a pet park or something like that, host an event there to remind people of all of the great aspects that you have around the community, not just the clubhouse that they may come into every day or whenever they're coming, stopping by throughout the week.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think, you know, to your point about pet parks, like if you have a certain segment of residents that all have pets, then why not have a party where they can all get their pets together and get to know each other a little bit better? Because one of the things about renewals is that people don't leave their neighbors. If you make friends there, then they're not going to walk out on that so easily because it's kind of hard to make friends sometimes and meet people. So if they've created a bond at that property because of one of the events you're hosting around a shared interest like pets, then you're creating real community there. And I think another example of that would be, you know, if you're going to try to point out the gym to people, a good time of the year to do that would be like in January when everybody's making those new resolutions to get back to the gym. So to Katie's point, yeah, I think hosting events around the property at different amenities is a great idea.
Right. And kind of what you were talking about there with the gym and getting people involved when it is most relevant to them is also just really showing people the value of what they're getting at the property. So, for example, they don't need to pay for an extra gym membership mm-hmm. because they have one right downstairs that they can go use anytime, and really highlighting those amenities that they have access to 24/7.
Yeah. And I think that too plays into another strategy of, you know, leasing, the rental rate increases that everybody targets. You know, if you're driving that value all year through those kinds of events, then maybe somebody's not going to be so upset about an increase in their rent if it's minor, if they're still if they see more value after they've moved in and lived there for a while than they did when they even when they first moved in, then they're going to be more amenable to that rental rate increase.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do you ask a resident to renew? What's a good time for that?
I think that you can start asking people to renew pretty much any time that it makes sense based on your experience with them. You can do this well before the lease end date, like we were talking about before. You don't want to wait until someone's lease is about to come up and then start asking them. They want to make sure to get that in front of them well in advance.
Mm-hmm. I think, too, if you start asking them early enough, after you've had the opportunity to show them added value through some of these like events we're talking about around amenities, moving is still fresh in their mind, so nobody wants to move again. So I think if you're asking at that right point in time where they've just moved in, but you've also had time to show that you're going to give them great customer service, that's an excellent time to start asking, 2 months, 3 months into their year-long lease, and keep that thought in front of them. I think another way to kind of get people to actively state that they like living there is after you've hosted a really great event and you know that resident attended, then reach out to them and ask them, hey, did you have a good time last night? We just want to make sure everything went well for you. And then they're going to likely respond because that's so unusual to be asked. And they're going to say something to the effect of, yes, I really enjoyed it. And that message is even out of their own mouth to themselves that they like living there. So that helps you too.
Let's talk about incentivizing your residents to stay. What's the best way to do that?
I think the best way would be to create an offer that has some urgency in it, like we've been talking about with asking people earlier rather than later. You want to make sure that there's a reason for them to go ahead and renew. Sometimes people will do this with discounts for people who renew early. It may just be a matter of the next 5 to 10 people who come in get a gift card. I don't think that these always have to be a huge offer, especially if you've been doing some of the other things we've talked about, like creating that sense of community and offering really great customer service. People are already going to want to renew. For example, I just got a renewal in the mail about 2 weeks ago that my apartment was coming up for renewal, and it was already 90 days out, but I knew I was going to stay. And if people signed within 1 week after that mailer came, then we got a $25 gift card. And it's not something I particularly need. I don't actually even drink coffee, and it was for a Starbucks gift card. But because I knew that I wanted to stay there, why not go ahead and do it then rather than waiting until the last minute?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think another way to really create renewals and create some momentum around renewals is through drip campaigns, which is something that we're introducing at Catalyst. Luke, you're actually helping us build that. Can you kind of tell us a little bit more about exactly what a drip campaign is?
Sure. A drip campaign is really just an automated marketing program where we send out multiple emails to a group of people based on a date of some sort. In this case, it would be a renewal date. And so you would drop someone into the program and they would start getting emails about their renewal, asking them to renew, putting offers in front of them. It's just a great way to start reminding people that they need to renew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the important factor in that is personalizing it so that it's evident based on your email that you know exactly when this person is renewing. And it's also evident that this is customized just to them. And it's not a mass email that everybody's getting today. It's specifically to them because you know, your lease is, expiring in 17 days or 4 weeks or whatever. So there's a time frame they know is specific to them. And offers, really can even be customized. That's something that we would be able to do. if you have a certain selection of your or segment of your resident base that you know have pets, maybe there's a pet related offer that can go into that drip campaign. Or if there's a certain segment of your residents that you always see in the gym, maybe there's something related to that you can give them a free gym membership down the street for 6 months or anything like that, that they know that you're paying attention to their specific habits. I think is really key. You can certainly couple it with phone calls and that kind of outreach. But the really important part of the drip campaign is it's something that you can easily set up into a program and for as long as you desire to, 2 months into the lease or 4 months into the lease, you can start reaching out to them in a very customized way. And that kind of helps you build momentum. We've seen some good fruit from that. So.
I think one of the things to keep in mind with any kind of drip campaign, as you touched on, would just be keeping it as personalized as you can. So if there's one main person who's always in the office that they talk to every single time they come in, make sure that that person's either that's who it's coming from, or there's some kind of email signature or something like that from them. So they're still getting that personal touch, even though it is an automated system.
Absolutely. And there's ways too for you to exclude different people. Like if you wanted to provide a list to us with a full list of residents that you want to put in this campaign, if that person in particular either renews their lease or says, you know, I'm not going to renew, they can be dropped out as an individual out of this. So you're not really at risk of like over marketing to them either, as long as your offers and your context are valid for that resident.
I think kind of in summary, just kind of touching back on everything that we've talked about so far, is keeping in mind that renewals and renewal campaigns aren't a one-time thing, and these drip campaigns can really help to facilitate reaching out to people throughout the year. Whether one person in the office actually has the bandwidth and the time to do all of that, you can still create that personal touch, and it still showcases the customer service that you're offering. It still plays into the sense of community. All of the kind of ideas that we've talked about today really tie together well to create a bigger picture for the resident that's living at the property. Once you've created all of this kind of sense of community throughout the property and with all of the residents, soon enough, you'll have people start coming into the office to ask to renew their lease rather than you having to do so much outreach. And I think that's the end goal for pretty much everyone out there.
Yeah, I think that's very true. Is brand loyalty is really achieved primarily through quality customer experiences. And this whole renewal concept is really tied to how well are your operations from a customer experience standpoint matching up to your marketing promises. So the marriage between marketing and operations is so key here, and training your staff in how to ask for these renewals and to be sensitive to kind of establishing a culture of renewal in your staff and the way that they respond to people is super important. So, all the marketing in the world can't really replace quality staff and their abilities to inspire residents to stay.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. If you have any questions about starting a drip campaign or an integrated campaign, reach out to us and we'd be happy to help.